the citizens of Monrovia, who in the morning stood in torrential rain in order to have their votes cast for the president and Congress people of their choices. And it was just inspiring to see this determination to demonstrate that they have made such progress since the terrible civil wars that tore the country apart for years. You know, this is the first election they've run themselves, and the National Electoral Commission has done a fine job as far as we can tell, and we're very, very heartened by what we've seen.
How soon will your interim report come out shortly after this election?
Well, we will issue an interim report on Thursday afternoon, Monrovia time, at about 4 o'clock, and then we will have a much longer report dealing with some of the technical issues, you know, some weeks or even months from now. But on Thursday, we will have a preliminary statement ready.
Dr. Strumlaw, how did voters behave in the voting process?
We saw with great patience people waiting hours and in good spirit. I'm watching a counting process at the Cathedral High School in downtown Monrovia right now. And I have, you know, it's just one instance, but seen such dedication by poll workers who have not been fed all day and are making absolutely certain that the observers from the parties, all parties that wanted to be represented are here, plus domestic observers and independent impartial observers, including some Carter Center people, and they are being absolutely scrupulous in making certain that the votes are counted and counted accurately. Now, that's only one polling station, but that process is very conscientious, and the other stations around the school are behaving in a similar way, and this is just a random stop. So I am quite heartened. Now, we've got 55 observers around Liberia in a joint effort with the Electoral Institute for Sustainable Development in Africa in Johannesburg. And we have 25 countries represented in our delegation. And I think they're all really going to give us very quickly an idea of how well this election was conducted.
Dr. Strumlaw, there were concerns that there could be violence based on some rhetorics that came out during the electioneering campaigning ahead of the elections. What have you heard so far about how the people conducted themselves?
Well, I've not checked with the reports coming in from around the country because I've been looking at polling stations in Monrovia all day. We did not hear as of yesterday, and I haven't heard from my colleagues indirectly, of any reports of violence. There may be some isolated incidents, but we haven't heard of any, frankly. And what has impressed us in the last days of this campaign, where we have been here, is how civil the parties have been to each other, including the last day of campaigning, when demonstrators from the two leading parties, the Unity Party of Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and Winston Tubman's party, the CDC, crossed each other on the streets of Monrovia in a very peaceful manner without provoking either side. And I think the rhetoric earlier in the campaign raised some concerns in West Africa and brought special ECOWAS envoys to Liberia to urge restraint, to urge civil discourse, to urge a fair and free election. I think that really had a positive impact. I mean, Africa has really rallied. There are 150 ECOWAS observers here, plus another 30 from the African Union. We're one of the few that are not based in Africa that are here. And I think that regional effort to try to encourage a good process has paid dividends.
How do you think the Electoral Commission conducted this election?
Well, we're going to have to review our findings from having discussed with them, but my overall impression is they've performed exemplary. You know, this is the first time they've had to run an election themselves, so there's always growing pains and experimentation. But we have generally been positively impressed. We think that they have managed to get all of the materials out to everyone. We did, in our statement of a few days ago, draw attention to some shortcomings in civic education. These voters are still trying to find their way in this process a bit, and I think more can be done in the future. But by and large, it was a very, a very good effort.